An opportunity to see some rare yet significant textiles is currently available at the First Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. Weaving Splendor, Treasures of Asian Textiles, showcases textile art from the collection of the Nelson Atkins Museum in Kansas City, Missouri. Trinita Kennedy of the Frist explains that textiles are more than just stuff we wear or hang on a wall.
Textiles are incredibly important in world history. They are the second most traded commodity after grain. And so that, grain is essentially an ingredient of food. So I think that tells you how important textiles are in the hierarchy of things in our lives. And with this exhibition, we see extraordinary textiles made in Asia with really sophisticated techniques and materials.
Kimberly Masteller of the Nelson Atkins says textiles, including some of the works in the exhibit, have played a big role in diplomacy and world history.
We had some works in the collection at the Nelson Atkins that told specifically some stories about diplomacy. So from the Persian tent created under the reign of Shah Tahmasp, which ends up as in the Ottoman imperial court, and then through capture in battle of an encampment in a European feudal house, to a carpet that was given to the Vatican as a gift to the Pope, and then passed from that collection to a high-ranking cardinal. All of these works document, in this case, exchange, political power, and the power of gift giving.
Visitors will see detailed textile objects from Persia, Turkey, and other countries all the way to the Far East. Several of the pieces on display in Weaving Splendor came from China centuries ago. Ling En Lu is a Chinese art expert at the Nelson Atkins and tells us why she thinks we're still fascinated.
First of all, it's made of silk, which is a really durable material. And of course, a beautiful, splendid material. You have the little shiny. And second, I think the technique that we choose for this exhibition is particularly fine. And we can also see in other Chinese textile, we have a embroidery, we have a brocade, we have a kursi tapestry. So this kind of material is developed many, many hundreds of years. And then the artists refine this textile technique into the professional art.
Visitors to Weaving Splendor will also see and learn about textiles from Japan. Yayoi Shinoda, a curator with Nelson Atkins, says we'll see some diverse aspects of Japanese art.
For example, like the textile we saw today, one of the beautiful garments in the fall winter, that has connectable aspects in them, the wish for longevity, wish for prosperity, wish for, family wealth, and, all those are the wishes that we have today in 21st century, probably in the most places on the earth. And so I think those aspects that can connect to people.
Masteller says working on Weaving Splendor has made her think about textiles in a new way.
I'm more conscious of what I wear, what I buy or want to buy in the future, and how I can support the artists who are making textiles today.
These textiles are rare and rarely seen. And Kennedy wants visitors to take advantage of the chance to see them.
They have to be kept in storage in dark and cool environments so that they can be preserved. And it's really not very often that we get to see an amazing Qing Dynasty robe that's made for an emperor in the 17th century. This is probably one of the first times something like that has been seen in Nashville. So particularly for our community, I think this will be a revelation. But, these are world-class objects, and they would be appreciated anywhere.
Weaving Splendor, Treasures of Asian Textiles is at the Frist until December 31st. To learn all about the exhibition, check out fristartmuseum.org, fristartmuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.